Thank you.
Blog Talk Radio.
No.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes. We serve the Most High God. We thank you, Father, for being with us on Bible Storyland. I thank you for every person that's on and every person that's coming on this morning, oh God.
Yes.
We plead your precious blood upon them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we release a spermatic word into the spirit realm, Mokoshe Baka, to affect the earth realm for the purpose of you, oh God. Your purpose, Mokoshe Baka, supersedes our purposes.
Yes,
we have no plans but your plans, oh God. We thank you for your mighty plans, oh God. We die to ourselves, and we cover Bible Storyland, every person.
Yes, Mokoshe, Lord.
Every person they represent, their family members, Mokoshe,
yes,
their ministries, Mokoshe Baka, their homes, their possessions with the blood of Jesus, Mokodidia, families, marriages, children, jobs, finances, possessions, health, safety, and welfare, Mokoshe, with the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
We bind Satan, the spirit of Beelzebub, Mokoshe Bakade, over the Mokoshe, every continent, over the United States, over the north, the east, the west, the south, over every continent, over our great country that you gave us, oh God, over our city that we live in, over our state that we live in. We bind Mokoshe, the prince, over this country. It's territorial, Mokoshe spirits, all principalities, all exudes of power spirits, the rulers of the darkness of this world, wicked spirits in high places, and all spirits not of the Holy Spirit. We bind the ruler spirits assigned over individuals, Mokoshe Bakade, to Bible Storyland and their families. We bind all spirits above and below the earth, all watcher spirits, all scanner spirits, Mokodidi Akashe, eavesdropping spirits. We bind you in the name of Jesus. Human spirits that travel by astral projection, divination, and witchcraft spirits, spirits of superstition, all spirits of Jezebel, Python, Gaal, and Antichrist, the fault finder spirit, the death spirit, all spirits of slander, Mokoshe Bakade, scandal, defamation, accusations, false accusations, all spirits of persecution, opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction. All blocking spirits, all spirits of confusion, division, lies, discord, and arguments, the Ahab spirit, and the spirit of Balaam, Korah, and Cain. I bind litigation, discontent, and warring spirits. I bind all familiar spirits assigned. I bind the spirit of seduction and the beguiling spirit, pride, presumption, arrogance, unbelief, obsession, ill will, distraction, assassination, character assassination, doubt, and ear spirits, and all nature spirits. You are bound in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Father.
We thank you this morning for being present with us this morning, oh God. We thank you for each and every person that's on with us now, and we ask you to bless them and their families, Father God. We thank you for what you're doing on Bible Storyland. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Father, I speak a blessing over everyone that's on with us this morning and their families. May we be blessed and highly favored of you on a daily basis. Forgive us for sins against you, O God. You are a holy God. You are a righteous Father. I thank you for an obedient spirit within us, oh God, that we would quickly obey you, that we would not hesitate to do what you want, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I just thank you that you are a great Father. You are greatly to be praised, and we honor your presence this morning. Hallelujah. Father, I lift up families that we represent us and our families, oh God. I thank you for blessing our families with peace, with safety. Mokodidi Abakashe. I plead the blood of Jesus over us, our families, and those, Mokoshe, connected with us, oh God, sever every tie from us that's not like you, oh God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, I thank you for turning our enemies back. I thank you for what you're doing. Have your way this morning on Bible Storyland, oh God. Bless the children, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in their homes, Father God, in their schools, Father God. Protect our children, oh God, our seed, our seed and our seed, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus that every family is protected. Everything we own is protected. We are blessed and highly favored of you. I thank you, Father God, that our children will rise up and call you blessed, oh God. They will bless you. They will honor you at young ages, oh God. They will come forth for salvation early ages, oh God. I thank you for the purpose in our children that you put within them and the purpose you put within us. I say that we will live out all of our days and carry out our purpose that you put within us, oh God. I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your mercy. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Well, good morning. Today is February the 18th. It is a wonderful day to be alive and to know our God. Today is Joyful Praise Day. And our God is an awesome God, and there's nobody like our God. He is Mokosheke Oridia, the Almighty God, the great and mighty creator. Nobody, Mokoshe Bakade, or nothing can compare to our God. Who can comprehend the mind or ways of God? 1 Corinthians 2:16 says, "For who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." Job 5:9, "Which doeth great things and unsearchable, marvelous things without number." Job 11:7, "Canst thou by searching find out God? Canst thou find out the Almighty?" Ecclesiastes 3:11, "He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also he hath set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end." Isaiah 40:28, "Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding." Hallelujah. I thank God for his mighty word. His word is awesome. He honors his word above his name. He is great and greatly to be praised. So I thank the Father for everything that he's doing in us. The secret things belong unto our Lord, our God. But those things which are revealed belong unto us and our children, forever, that we may do all the words of this law. It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but it is the honor of kings to search out a matter. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise God.
And he said, "Go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed to the time of the end. But of that day and that hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not." Hallelujah. Our God is an awesome God. He's an unsearchable God. He's past finding out. But those things that he allow us to know, I thank God. Who can comprehend the mind of God? We serve a God who is all-powerful. We serve a God that is almighty. We serve a God that nothing is impossible to him. Nothing is impossible to him. He can raise the dead. And guess what? He gave us the power to do it too. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, to touch the sick, and they'll get out of their sick bed. Jesus said we'd do greater things than he did when he walked the earth. So it's time for us to do those things. We wait on him. But we rise up and we start doing those things that God said we would do. It's time. The time is now to do those things. He said in his word he's past finding out. So when we try to figure out God, he is so far above us. Even the way we think is far. Even the way he thinks is far above us. We can't even begin to fathom our God. Even with our modern technology, society, invention of spaceships, man going to the moon, iPods, the computers, the TVs, all these inventions, DVDs, jets, planes, the mind of man and his ability to create and reproduce. Many have Einstein minds, children that are geniuses, yet none of these can begin to compare to the mind of Christ. As Christians, we say we have the mind of Christ, but the mind of God is not even in any league. His thoughts and his way is excellent. His ways are excellent. He who created the world and everything in it in 6 days, even if it were 6,000 days, 6,000 years, or 60,000, or 600,000, however many, we don't have that kind of thinking ability or mindset. We try to think of ways we can make money, not how to send our only son to the earth, to a cruel world, to be crucified by evil people, because we love people so much. Come on, our mindsets cannot even comprehend our Creator's mind. He knows our very thoughts. He knows what we're going to pray before we think it. He even knows everything. He even knows what we're going to eat for dinner 10 years from now if we're living. He is so great and he is so mighty. There is nothing that our God does not know. He has great love, compassion, mercy. He cannot be compared to us. We lie. We think evil. He gave each of us different voice prints, fingerprints, footprints. He made us alike, but also different. He is so great. He is so great. He is so great. If 50,000 people are praying, even in different cities and states or different countries, all at the same time, he can hear us individually. And he will answer us. What a great God we serve. Our God is a great God. He's the only true and living God. He lives in you. He lives in me. Our temple houses our God. Let's keep our temples clean so that he can remain in our temples. He is so close, yet he's unsearchable. You know, the song says, reach out and touch him. And he's within us. The song says, I searched all over. Can't find nobody. Nobody greater than our God. Why not praise a God like our God? He deserves all the glory. He deserves all the praise. Everything, all the praise belong unto our God. Today is joyful praise on Bible Storyland. And I thank God that he is with us. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. He revealed the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth in him. Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealed his secret unto his servants, the prophets. Hallelujah. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I call you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, and I have made known unto you. But it is as it is written, I have not seen, ear has not heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on the earth, even in him. Hallelujah. I thank God for his mighty word. He's an awesome God. Well, this morning, our good friend, Sister Karen, will not be with us. She had another engagement. But we have another mighty woman of God. You know, God created so many great and mighty people, and everything he made was good. So all of us he created, and I thank God for all of you. This morning, we have a great and mighty woman of God from New Orleans, Louisiana. She is a mighty prayer warrior. She's an intercessor. She is a woman who brings forth the word weekly. She volunteers her time to do the will of God in the hospital. She goes and volunteers. And, you know, she just does so many things. She has a prayer line on Wednesday nights. And I'll allow her to give you the number for her prayer line momentarily. And her name is Sister Glory Dean Shiloh. And she's going to play a praise song for us this morning. After you pray the praise song, Sister Glory Dean, would you give us the number for your prayer line so we can call in on Wednesday night?
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
Good morning, Sister Glory Dean. I'm sorry. How are you this morning?
Doing good. How are you all? And how's Sterling?
Amen.
God
all
bless
well.
All, this, all the ones out there, Sterling. Good morning, good morning, good morning. You hear me good?
Yes, you are very clear.
Okay. All righty.
What are you going to play for us this morning?
I'm going to do Amazing Grace.
Amen. He is amazing, and his grace is amazing. All right, we're ready. Amazing. How sweet that sound that saved a wretch like me, like you. He is such an amazing God, and I thank you.
Praise
we
God.
Can't do without his grace and his mercy.
Praise
well, thank
God.
You so much, Sister Glory. And you want to give us the number to your prayer line and Wednesday night?
Okay, the number is, let's see, I'm trying to run it myself.
That's okay. You can give it to us a little bit later on in the show. How's that?
We'd have to turn this off. I'll go to the other phone.
All right, you can give it to us a little bit later. Jackie Travis is on this morning, another great mighty musician, a woman of God who God has anointed her voice to sing. You ready to sing this morning? How you doing, Jackie? Jackie, are you on?
Hello.
All right.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I keep getting the mute button mixed up. Sorry about that.
That's okay. How are you this morning?
Yeah, I'm not with the pastor this morning. So it's going to be me and my daughter singing this morning.
Hallelujah. What's her name?
Gloria Travis.
Yeah, I remember Gloria. Hey, Gloria, we're so glad you're on.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us.
I love to praise him.
All right.
We're
ready.
I love to praise him.
I love to praise his name.
I love to praise him.
I love to praise his name.
I love to
praise his holy name.
I love to praise him.
I love to praise his name.
I love to praise him.
I love to praise his name.
I love to praise his name.
I love to.
I love to praise his
holy name.
Cause he's my rock.
He's my rock.
My rock.
My rock, my sword and shield.
And he's a wheel.
He's a wheel.
In the middle.
In the middle of a wheel.
And I know he'll never.
I know he'll never.
Lord, no, never let me down. He's just a jewel.
He's just a jewel.
Lord, that I have found. Oh, hallelujah.
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 Oh, I love to praise his name, Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Oh, I love to praise his
name.
Lord, hallelujah.
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 Oh, I love to praise his name. I love to.
I love to praise.
I love to.
I love to praise.
I love to.
I love to praise
his holy name. Cause he's my rock.
He's my rock.
My rock. My sword,
he's a wheel
in the middle.
In the middle of a wheel.
I know he'll never.
I know he'll never.
Lord, don't never let me down. He's just a jewel.
He's just a jewel.
Lord, that I have found. Oh, hallelujah.
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 Oh, I love to praise his name, Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Oh, I love to praise.
Name.
Lord, hallelujah.
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 I love to praise his name. I love to praise his holy name. Amen.
Amen. Woo! What a blessing. What a blessing. Amen. That was a wonderful blessing. Thank you, Jackie. Thank you, Sister Gloria. We appreciate you, our mother and daughter. Hallelujah. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank God for you.
Thank you, God.
All right. Well, as we continue this morning, you know we got to continually praise the Lord. And this morning we have mighty people on. You know, everybody on here, you are so mighty. And I thank God that he created his mighty people. But guess what? We are mightier than our God. He is the only true and living God, and he is great. He is a holy God, a righteous God. We can't even begin to compare to him. Nobody is greater than our God. Well, we're going to continue on with prayer this morning. We have Louisiana, New Orleans in the house. So we have another great woman with us, Minister Vivian George, who brought the word so graciously last week. She's on with us this morning. Good morning, Minister Vivian George. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Praise the Lord. The Lord is good this morning.
Yes, he is. Yes. I thank God for him. Well, she's going to lead us in a prayer this morning. So I thank God for you being on. Let God have his way.
Praise God, praise God. We give honor and glory to the one who have loved us with an everlasting love. Praise God. Father, we just want to thank you this morning for, oh God, under my weak voice, under this, oh God, Father God, time of the year that you are allowing us to step in under God, up under your presence. God, you said where two or three are gathered together in your name, God, you said you would be in the midst. And we thank you, Father, Lord, for coming in and allowing us to sup with you and partake, God, of this goodness, God. Lord, this has been good this morning, sure. And God, oh God, when the praises go up, God, you lend your ear, and it's like smelling, sweet smelling incense in your nostrils. When your people begin to praise you, God, oh God, it's just like melodies in your heart, God. Father, God, we thank you that we can come to you, we can run to you, we can partake of you, we can sup of you, we can eat from your table, God. Thank you. Thank you that there's no other God like you, Father. Thank you, oh God, for every heartbeat this morning, God. Thank you for everyone that's hungry for you this morning, God. Thank you, God, for a new day, God, we've never seen before, God. Lord, you're just walking us on in it, God, with overflowing. Yes, the blessings are just overtaking us. And oh, God, thank you, God, the blessings just overtaking this morning, praise God. And they are running, oh, they are, your cup is running over, even if you don't realize it this morning. God is just overflowing you with his goodness and his mercy. Hallelujah. Praise God this morning. Oh, we praise you, we praise you, we praise you. We command the devil to go because he don't have no authority, because we are trampling him under our feet this morning. Praise God, praise God, praise God this morning. Oh, for Lord, you told us when we come in, God, you will come in and sup with us. Yes, Lord God. Oh, praise God this morning. Oh, the blessing of the Lord make us rich this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank you for my sister this morning, God. God, you said you are known by our love that we have for one another. I thank you for my sister, God. Lord God, that so graciously gets up this morning, God, to put forth this program in your name. Lord, she can't do it without you, Lord. Oh, she can't even, God, walk without you, God. She can't talk without you, God. She can't even utter a word, but God, look at your blessing. Look at your blessing, God. Lord, she couldn't even call the people up, God, because she'd be so weak, God. But God, you have enabled her. Yes, you are. You have established her. Yes, you have. You have caused her to run. Yes, you have. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. You have caused her to run. Yes, you have, God. You have caused her, oh God, and build her up in a most holy faith. Yes, you have. Yes, you have. You have put an unction, oh God, yeah, yeah, in her, God. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, God, that every time the devil tries, he got to fall. Yes, you have, God. Oh, God, look what the Lord has done. Oh, he's doing great and mighty things this morning. Things that we know not of, God is still doing it. Yes, yeah, yeah. He said, the more you seek me, oh, you shall find me. Praise God. Oh, God, for everyone that comes on that program, God. Yes, uh-huh. Yes, Lord God, fill them, oh, God. Just fill them, oh, God, with more, God, of you, God. Oh, God, that they will run even harder, God, for you, Lord God. Oh, praise God. Oh, God, for your blessing. More than we can even ask.
Thank you.
More than we can contain.
Thank you.
Praise God. Oh, God, you said in your word, you are our shepherd. Yes, Lord
Thank
God. Yes,
Lord.
You. And we shall not want, God. Your people won't even want in this time, God. When they say the economy is bad, God, they ain't wanting for nothing, God. Because you said you are to be our great supplier. Yes, you are supplying every need. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. You said they won't even go hungry. Woo! Yes, Lord God. They'll have a meal in the meal barrel. Yes, God. Yes, God. Oh, praise God. Yes, God. We just thank you. Oh, God, we can't thank you enough. No. We can't thank you enough because you are awesome more than we can even talk. It's more than we can explain. You are an awesome God. And I thank you, Father, for what you're doing. Precious Jesus. Awesome God. We thank you and give you all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! I thank God for prayers. Hallelujah. And I thank God that he hears the prayers of the righteous, and he not only does he hear, he answers. Hallelujah. I thank you that we serve a living God who hears and answers. Thank you so much for that awesome prayer. I thank God for you, my sister. It was awesome. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Anytime,
God honors his word above his name. This mighty pastor, a prayer warrior, a woman of God, is going to bring forth the word this morning that Father God has laid upon her heart to bring to us. Her name is Pastor Josie Phillips. Her church is from Pray the Word, Say the Word Church in New Orleans. Good morning, Pastor Phillips. How are you?
Good morning, Pastor G. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I can. How are you?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. I thank God for you. God bless you. Thank you for being on. We're ready for the word. We're hungry for the word.
Hallelujah. I just thank God for everyone that has come on. I tell you, everybody's all fired up, and I give God all praise and glory. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. God, thank you, Father, for watching over us last night. Lord, I just want to say thank you, Father God, that I didn't have to warfare like I normally do on a Saturday morning, God. Father God, I thank you, Father, for just answering my prayer this morning, Father. I thank you, Lord, that you're the one that gives us peace, Father. I give you praise and glory, Lord. I thank you, Father God, that we begin to know who we are, God, that you transform our minds, for Lord, that we renew our mind daily, Father God, and we want more of you. Give us an unsatisfied hunger for the word of God, Lord. Now, Lord, as we begin to receive from you, Father God, the word of God, we ask that you open our hearts, God, and our ears that we can receive a word from you, God. We give you praise and glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah. I thank God for everyone. I got up about 3-something, and because the Lord hadn't given me anything, and I'm saying, God, Lord, and then I went back to sleep and got up at 5-something, and I'm saying, okay, Lord, Lord, I'm listening, and for the past days, you know, you try to do all that you can to prepare, but I want you to know that when God gives you a word, it's God's word. Hallelujah. I just thank God. Today, my topic today is how to find courage for crisis living. So many times that we have unexpected things that come up, and at this point, we're sometimes just not really sure which way to go. You know, even though we're Christians, and we look around, and even talking to other people, and we do the radio, we do the television, we open up the prayer line, and we have people calling in, even to other ministers. They are going through something. And you know what? I just thank God for this time, because I just thank God that you must be doing something right. And the greater the tribulation, the greater the victory, because I'm telling you that God is doing something right now. And what he's doing a separation of the sheep. He's doing a separation. He's separating the goats from the sheep. He's about to separate the tares, hallelujah, from the wheat. But this is a time that, and as we begin to go forward, hallelujah, we do cry out for help. We cry out, God, what is going on? Sometimes God doesn't allow us to see what's going on, but we know that we need to stand steadfast, immovable. We need to begin to pray. Prayer, I'm telling you that prayer, hallelujah, there's power in prayer. And I remember some years ago, this lady was an intercessor, and she began to pray in the Holy Ghost. And I thank God for Pastor G. I thank for the prayers that goes forth, and even for the labor that goes forth, even for before the air time, that prayer paves the way. And this lady began to pray in the Holy Ghost. And I remember this is when Morvin Gorman used to have his church, and he was on an airplane coming to New Orleans, and something was wrong with the engine. And this lady began to pray in her bathroom. She about an hour and a half. She began to just pray in the Holy Ghost, and as she began to pray, and what happened as he came back to New Orleans, he says that what happened, the airplane kept coming up and down and up, and they didn't know if they were going to crash or what. But the testimony was this lady began to pray in the Holy Ghost, and the airplane went back up. Hallelujah. And I can remember times, hallelujah, I was on the airplane, and we actually one time lost an engine. Did you know that those big airplanes can fly with the one engine? Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, oh, my God, one time I was on the airplane, and I was in turbulence, and I was sitting in the middle of a five-seater, and I was close my eyes, because this is the time sometimes you just want to spend time with the Lord. And it's an awesome time when you're all strapped in. God will begin to speak to your heart regardless to what is going on. Now, my question used to be to God, and I used to listen to Kenneth Copeland and Kenneth Hagin, and how they would listen, and they would hear God's voice in the midst of the storm out there. And what it is what the Bible says, that the voice of a stranger, that, you know, we know God's voice, and the voice of a stranger we will not heed. So I just thank God in the midst of the storm that we can still hear God's voice. And while I was seated in that middle of the 5C, it looked like the airplane dropped. Oh, I tell you, it looked like my eyelids just flopped up and down. When you don't have control of your eyelids, hey, that's really serious. And everybody got really scared. And God just gave me such a peace. Huh? Hallelujah. I tell you, he wasn't ready for me yet. You know, God has a time and a place. That's why he says that we're not supposed to walk and live in fear. Hallelujah. And how to find courage for crisis living today. It's situations, people have situations. In Nehemiah, it talks about that we are not to be fearful, be not dismayed, for the Lord God is with us. God teaches us how to cope in times like these. God's got the answer. You know, he's got the answer. As we begin to permeate our mind with the Word of God, we renew our mind daily on a daily basis, and we meditate on that Word of God. I remember in the Bible, Joshua and Israel were in the crisis, and Moses was dead, and it was time to cross the Jordan and to enter the promised land. Israel had to change leadership in the middle of the stream, and the people, they began to panic because they didn't know what was going on and how God just led the people across. And I want you to know that the first step that they begin to do is to stake their claim. You see, God said to Joshua, every place that where you place your feet, he says, I have given it to you. And I promised Moses in Joshua 1 and 3, it says in one statement, God told Joshua to stake his claim. And in a very real way, you see, God is saying to us today that we need to, right now, we need to just say what the Word says. Take me high to the Word. Huh? Or we need to trust the Lord and that he will perform that. His promise, what he says, to pray in faith. And we need to expect results. This is God's courage for crisis living. In James 4 and 2, it says that you do not have because you do not ask. Many times we don't understand what the Word of God says, but it gives us instructions, and it says for us to ask. And the Bible says, oh, we can ask, hallelujah. In Mark 11:24, it says, didn't I tell you that whatsoever you ask in prayer, whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing that you will receive it, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Oh, I want you to know that, you know, many times, people, they talk about the name it and claim it, but I want you to know God's already said for us to begin to ask, and we shall receive. Knock on the door, and it shall be opened. When two or more touch and agree, and right now we're all in agreement, and there's something so powerful about agreement. Hallelujah. You know, God's word works. That's what it does. Hallelujah. It worked. It worked for this 70-year-old woman in California that I remember. She had been a widow for several years, and she lived in a home, and she began to trust God, hallelujah, and the Lord began to pay off her home. She didn't know where to get the finances, but God worked a miracle, just like God worked a miracle for me last year to get my house out of foreclosure, just like he worked a miracle, hallelujah, for me to continue to keep my car. And this year we're walking in blessings. This year we're walking. If we do what we need to do, hallelujah, God is an awesome God. Oh, step two is that we need to sort out our faith. You see, God told Joshua, he says that
No one will ever be able to stand against you. As I was with Moses, I will be with you, and I will not fail you or forsake you. And that's Joshua 1 and 5. God is with you. We've got to know that God is, we need to expect God to move. Hallelujah. And many times God will move and suddenly. God will move suddenly. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, this isn't what, as we begin to move on, God wants us to begin to work that word. We need to walk the word. We need to prayer walk. We need to touch and agree. Hallelujah. We just need to begin to know that God has promised it. He said that he would protect us. Hallelujah. And my prayer is that I anticipate the inevitable supernatural intervention of God, and I expect the miracle. Step three is that we need to stay in touch. The final step in this plan of courage is Joshua 1 and 7. God told Joshua to, hallelujah, to observe diligently all the laws which my servant Moses has given you. You must not turn from it. Hallelujah. Not from the right, not from the left. You must not turn from it. Oh, glory to God. And God will prosper you. You see, it's God's plan for us to be in health. It's God's plan for us to have success. It is God's plan for us to walk in his wisdom, his unconditional love. It is God's plan. He says for us to observe diligently all the law which my servant Moses has given to us. You know, many of us, we say that, I want God's promises, but I don't want to pay the price. Many of us, we just want God to just give it to us, lay it on it. We don't want to do anything for it. Hallelujah. I want the promised land. Hallelujah. I want to be able to begin to warfare and seeing good results and seeing that we are victorious. Hallelujah. I want to play in the concert. Huh? Hallelujah. You know, many times God has called us, and we need to begin to discipline ourselves as we begin to walk encouraged. Hallelujah. But I'm here to tell you today that there's no other way but to stay in close touch with God's word. And you see, the Bible says that we receive our claim when we come to him with a contrite spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We receive from God. And this is a time that we come in faith, Mark 11:24. We receive our claim when we seek him with all of our heart. We receive our claim when we confess our faults to, hallelujah, and we pray and we forgive and to one another, because he's a forgetting God. He loves us. And we pray the prayer of faith. The prayer of a righteous man availeth much, and it's so powerful. And I thank God for raising up these prayer warriors. We receive our claim when we truly obey him. For if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God and receive from him anything that we ask, because we obey his commandments, and God is pleased with us. So I just thank God for what he is doing today. I want you to know that, my God, hallelujah, whatever it is that you're going through today, oh, God will take, he's got an answer for you, because he is the lily of the valley. He's the bright in the morning star. He's the Moses, Moses, the burning bush. He's the Moses. Hallelujah. He's the great I am. Oh, he's the one that allows us to see in the spirit realm. I thank God for giving us deeper depth, that we want more of him. He is the fourth one in the fiery furnace. He's the one that protects us today, even the Mardi Gras time right now. In the name of Jesus, we just bind that partying spirit. We pull down every stronghold, principality, rulers of darkness in high places in Jesus' name. We say no weapon formed against us prosper. In Jesus' name, we cover, we seal our families with the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. Lord, that you are a friend that sticks closer than a brother. I thank you, Father God, that you are present help in the time of trouble, God, in these crisis times, Father God, that we can look to you, Father God. We thank you, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you guide us, God, that you are the lily of the valley. You're the Sharon, the rose of Sharon, Father. We thank you that you're the Alpha and Omega. And, Lord, that we know that who we are, Father God. Oh, Lord, that we reign in you in Jesus' name, Father God, that we walk in faith, not by sight. sight, and that we're rooted and grounded in love, because today, God, we realize we got to walk in your love, and because that you dwell in us, Father God, that we're partakers of your divine nature, God. And Lord, we thank you, Father God, that right now, Lord, that we're being transformed by the renewing of our mind to prove the perfect will of God. We thank you, Father God. We stand on the word of God. In Jesus' name, we bind every spirit of infirmity right now, any aches or pain. We take authority over arthritis. We divorce arthritis. We say, go in Jesus' name. Right now, in Jesus' name, right now, we speak, take authority over the spirit of pain. We say, go right now. Infection, go right now. This baby Benjamin, this 15-month-old baby, we say, we speak healing right now. Yes. We claim the word of God. We say it's by Jesus' stripes. Benjamin, be healed in the name of Jesus. We claim it in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father God, that, oh, hallelujah, that you give us a fresh anointing, God, that you give us a fresh excitement, God, a fresh zeal, Father God. We thank you, Lord, Father God.
Now, you
oh, God, that
you
God is
wow,
there.
I
can
use the foolishness again. Huh?
Hallelujah. Pastor G?
Yes, I'm sorry. We're still here. I clicked that interruption off. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father God. We thank you for the anointing, Father God, that's on our life, God, and for this season, God, that we have a mandate from you, Father God, that we walk in purpose, God, and that we're not easily distracted. We bind distraction in the name of Jesus. We take authority in Jesus' name over every mind-binding spirit. We thank you, Father God. We say no weapon formed against us shall prosper. God, we thank you, Lord, that you have fully equipped us in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, in times like these, Lord, that you build us up in Acts 20 and 32. Will you build us up in your word, God? Your word encourages us, Father God, in John 17, 17. It sanctifies us in Romans 3, 19. Thank you, Father God. It gives us knowledge, God. Oh, Father God, when we do wrong, we thank you for your conviction, God. We thank you, Lord, that your word teaches us. Oh, God, renew in us and strengthen us, God. We give you praise and glory, Father God, and that your word, it corrects us, Father God. Now, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We just lift up every family member right now in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you in the name of Jesus, God, and we reinforce that we are saved by grace and that we're born of incorruptible seed, that we're redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We ask that you forgive us of all our sins, Father God. And thank you, Lord, that we're forgiven of all our sins, Father, that we're a new creature in Christ and that we're redeemed from the curse of the law, that we are. We are your beloved, and thank you, Father God, that we're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, and that we're partakers of your divine nature. Oh, hallelujah, that we're a part of the royal priesthood. Oh, Lord, I thank you, Father God. I thank you that we're ambassadors of Christ. And Lord, even as we go, we ask that you guide our footsteps. You said that your word, God, will be a light unto our pathway. Oh, Father God, now, Lord, we lift up the presidential election, God, and those that are in authority, Father God, and those that are in places of authority, Father God. And God, we ask that you put godly people, and oh, Father God, righteous people in the name of Jesus. We thank you for godly wisdom, Lord. I thank you, Father God, that we are complete, Father God, that we are lacking nothing. We bind the spirit of rejection in the name of Jesus, Father. Now, we lift up the elderly people, God. Oh, Father God, we got people calling. Lord, I lift up Mr. Lester, Lord, that his two legs are amputated. He has a trachea in his neck, and Father God, he wants to get out of the nursing home, Father. Oh, Father, but nobody has stepped up to the plate to help him. And God, we ask that you just show him what to do, Lord. I pray that you surround him with people that love him. I thank you, Father God, that we're free from any condemnation right now. That devil cannot wear us out with condemnation. And when we do things wrong, we are quickly to repent, Father God. And your word says for those that there's no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you keep us strong in the Lord, that we're more than a conqueror, Father God, that you build us up, that we're partakers of your divine nature, Father. Now, we stand on the word of God, Father God. We thank you that we have the mind of Christ, Lord. Oh, God, that we're a disciple of you, God, and great is our peace and undisturbed composure. And I thank you, Lord, that your word says that you would perfect us, that concerns us, Lord. In times of need, Father God, we realize we have a Savior. Savior. Oh, Father God, I thank you, Lord, that we walk in your blessings, Father, that we're blessed coming in, we're blessed going out, and, Lord, that we're filled with your Holy Ghost, Father God, and that we're delivered from the power of darkness and we're translated into the kingdom of God, Father God, that we are hidden in secret places of the Most High God. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your angels, that we remain stable and fixed, that you encamp your angels around about us, God. Oh, Father God, we give you praise, God, that we are people of wisdom, God, that we are people of intelligence, God, that we are people, God, that makes right decisions, Father God. We thank you for the understanding that you give us, the counsel of might and wisdom and understanding, Father God, that we rightly divine the word of God, God. I thank you, Father God, that we are transformed by the renewing of our mind. Yes, we are overcomers. Oh, we walk in victory. Victory is ours. And I give you praise and glory, Father. I thank you, Lord, that we're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field, Father. And that we're blessed in daily provisions, Lord, and daily activities, God. That we're blessed, Father God, in our finances. And right now, I just claim right now, total debt-free, Father God, that our houses, our cars are paid off. All our bills, Father, for an overflow of financial blessing, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I give you praise and glory. Thank you, Father, for creative intervention, God, that you're giving us strategies to even write these books, God. Oh, Lord, I ask that you, even to all of the listeners, God, that you put it on their hearts, Father God, for their assignment for this season, Father God. Oh, Father God, I thank you, Lord, those that want to write books, that they come forth this year. They come forth soon, Father. We thank you, Lord, for work opportunity for those that are looking for jobs. I thank you for that young girl, the anointing on her voice and her mother. God, I thank you for the CDs that's going to come forth, Father God, and that somebody's going to want to help to have this published, God. And I thank you, Father God, for the finances that are going to come forth, Father God. And even to that, those tapes and these books are going to go all over the world. I thank you, Father God, that, Lord, that you increase our territory. Thank you for houses that we didn't build. Thank you, Father, for blessing us with the clothes and the shoes and favor with the people all around the school, God. I give you praise and glory. We thank you, Father God, as we begin to sit at your feet, we enter into the Holy of Holies by the blood of the Lamb. And Father God, that there's an open portal, God, that we can receive, Father God, that you're shifting some things in the spirit room, Father God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you're doing. I thank you for transforming us, Father God. Oh, Lord, I thank you for the gates, God. Lord, even to the dream that I had the other night about the gates, God. And last week I went through such warfare trying to get on the radio, hallelujah, and I had to go through two bridges, and they were closed. I wind up having to go to Vacherie, to Gramercy, which was 20 miles off the way. But thank you, Father God, for showing me about the gates and the gateway. And see, that bridge crossing over was a gateway. And I just thank you, Father God, that you're giving us discernment, Father God. Oh, God, that you are the one that are closing some of these gateways, Father God, and that you're so keenly directing us to go where you would have us to go, God. We thank you, Father God, that the supernatural favor, Father God, that we discern, Father God, even before we get to the gate and when it's closed, God, that you would just pour into our spirit, God, where to go so we won't have to labor so hard. Father God, we give you praise and glory. In Jesus' name, my Lord, I thank you, Lord. I pray a blessing, hallelujah, to Pastor G for what she's doing, and for each and every one that comes on. And I give you praise, God. We just seal this with the precious blood of Jesus. We got the victory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. What a word, what a word. How to find courage for crisis living. I thank God we all have crisis from time to time, but I thank you, Pastor, for Pastor Josie, for teaching us how to handle those crises, how to go to God in prayer, how to come to with each other in agreement with prayer, how to intercede for prayer. You know, God answers prayers, as she said. You know, sometimes God moves suddenly, and sometimes, you know, he says, wait. So I thank you that, you know, when we're obedient, God moves for us. He hears our prayers. Even when we're disobedient, he moves. So I thank God for that mighty word that you brought forth. You know, whatever we ask in prayer, we're going to receive it. Ask, knock,
and we shall receive. So I just thank God for that awesome word. We all go through different things, but we have a God who knows what we're going through, and when we go to him, he will hear and answer. She also talked about God is doing some things in this hour. He's separating the sheep, the wheat from the tare, and things are beginning to happen. You know, we're wondering, the Lord, where are you, Lord? But he's right here with us. He won't ever leave us. He won't ever forsake us. So, Pastor, I thank you for that word, Pastor Josie. It was awesome and a timely, needed word. What to do? Because there's so many crises coming up these days. So many. But when we're anchored in the Lord, he will help us through them. He already knew what we were going to face. He knew before we were born what we were going to face. So he's already covered us. Well, the word of God says, praise is comely for the upright. So today, Sister Glory Dean Charlotte is going to play or sing a song for us at this time. You ready, Sister Glory Dean? You're going to sing or play, whichever one is God is leading you to do.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. I will be bringing forward victory. Victory is mine. Victory
all right. Is that music coming from your house, Sister Glory Dean?
Here it is, huh?
Is that music coming from your house?
No, not now.
Oh, okay. All right, go ahead.
I'm music. Okay. You always have to go to the other room. That's what takes a little while.
Okay, all right. I just hear some talking in the background, so I'm asking, you know, people would they shut, you know, their phone on silent or move away from the talking. Thank you.
Thank God for that awesome song. Yeah, we got the victory in Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I thank you, Sister Gloria, and that was an awesome song. Victory, amen. Joy, peace, and healing belong to the children of the Most High God. And to our children and our children's children and children's children. So a time of praise and thanksgiving. This is Joyful Praise Day. And I want you to know, you know, God does things sometimes in threes. He's the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And, you know, Christ rose from the grave on the third day. And Jonah was in the belly of a big fish for 3 nights and 3 days. And, you know, situations in life sometimes are so difficult, as Pastor Josie talked about. But I thank God that Sister Gloria Dean said we have victory, we have joy, we have peace, we have healing. So when things are so difficult, you know, we call on, you know, situations in life were so difficult that we could call it our, call on our Father. You know, Father God sent Jesus. And when Jesus came, he had to go through so much, so much, so much. Sometimes my heart is just so filled with thanksgiving, but I'm sometimes, you know, heartbroken because of what he had to go through. But I thank God that victory belongs to Jesus. He rose. He died. He was buried, but he resurrected. And I thank you for the victory that Jesus won for us. You know, some situations in our lives cause us to die to ourselves. And that's what God wants. He wants to rise up in us. He wants us to die to ourselves, to give up this and die for to ourselves. Only God can deliver us out of these kind of situations. He can help us die to ourselves. Not the doctor. The doctor can't help us in situations. Not our families. Not our friends. Not our pastors. Only God. When we get in certain situations, when we go through crisis, God can't, you know, he comes through for us. He brought us through, you know, every crisis that we were in. But only God. It's a process. We had to decide to totally to surrender all to God. I mean, when we surrender all, you know, he moves on our behalf. He wants us to die to ourselves. He would not accept anything less than our total surrender. Our situations may seem hopeless, like, you know, sometimes we feel like running from our situations to get help. You know, sometimes we just feel like running, you know, but really, there's nowhere to run. We can't hide from God. You know, once we realize that other people can't help us in some situations, we just have to run to our God. We have to run to him. Our next guest is a prophet. You might call him the runaway prophet. I will narrate his story for him. You know, let me introduce you to a runaway prophet. Are you a runaway prophet? Are you running away from what God told you to do? Well, this prophet of God, he ran away from God. He was called a missionary to Nineveh. And he warned the enemies of his country. He was sent to warn them. But you know what? He took a detour. That's what we do sometimes. God say, I want you to go do this here. And you say, well, God, right now I got to go do that. You know, we don't say it with our mouths, but we just do it. That's what Jonah did. He didn't say anything with his mouth. God told him to do something. He just got up and went a different way. We do it. We Jonas, he was very reluctant to go do what God told him to do. So he decided to take a detour. Like many of us, we take detours and we do what we want to do. So as the story goes on, Jonah will tell his story. My name is Jonah. My father was Amaziah. He was a prophet. I was known as the reluctant missionary. Let me just be truthful with you. I was very self-willed. I wanted to do what I wanted to do. I wanted to do it my way when I wanted to do it. I believed in God. I prayed to God. But I was very disobedient until God refused to let me have my way, and he refused to take no for an answer. I tried to run away from God. I forgot that he was the most powerful God. You know, I was deceiving myself. You know, sometimes we deceive ourselves.
We think when we take money that God has told us to give to his body, to the church, we take some money and we say, oh, you know, I'm going to eat today. I deserve this. Yeah, I've been working. I deserve to do this. Or sometimes, you know, God will tell us, go get on the phone. Go pray for Sister G. Go pray for Sister Carissa. Go pray for her. Well, you know, Lord, I'm going to pray for her after a while. Then we forget. Or we just do whatever we want to do. God may tell us, you know, I want you to go down to the mall and look at this person. I want you to pray for them. And you say, no, they don't need prayer, Father God. We refuse to do what he tells us to do. So Jonah said, I forgot that you cannot run nor can you hide from God. He knows everything. He seeks, he sees everything. So let me tell each of you a secret. Just surrender up front because God knows what we're up to. He knows before we know what we're going to do. God created me, and he created you too. So you can't run, you can't hide. God created you. After all, he created you, and he gave you life, and he put a purpose in each one of you, like he put a purpose in me. I was like a prodigal son, if I may say so. I wanted to run for my responsibilities, but God had plans for me before I was born. And because he loved me, and the people, I had to tell the people what God told me to tell them. Now, God made my mind, and he knew what direction I was going in before I ignored him. But he had a plan. You know, how many of us ignore God? You know in your spirit that God wants you to go pray. He may wake you up at 2 in the morning. He may wake you up at 4 in the morning. He wants you to pray. He's unctioning you. You wonder, well, why ain't he asleep? It's 3 in the morning because God is calling you to prayer. Even the witches pray early in the morning. So God said, you know, I want my people praying. Bow the knee. You know, when I have a quote on my wall. It's a wooden piece, and it says, when life gets too hard to stand, kneel, pray. Jonah said, I was something like a child. When your parents tell you what to do, you go do other things. You do something else. Instead of what your parents tell you to do, you know, you do what you want to do until your parents take disciplinary methods like the belt or some other form of punishment. Until you run to do what you are told to do, you might be crying because you feel the punishment is hard. But if you had just been obedient to Father God the first time, he would not have had to take such drastic measures to get you to do what he wanted you to do. And, you know, just like our parents, they know what's best. God knows what's best even for our parents. So God, you know, he'll take drastic action if he has to. Well, when Father God told me to go to Nineveh and cry against the people's wrongdoing, I decided to go to Joppa. I got on a ship in another city that God did not even tell me to go do. How often do we do? We get up in the morning, we just go around. We don't say, God, order my steps today. What you want me to do today, God? How many of us really truly die to ourselves and say, Father God, what would you have me to do? Even Jesus said, Lord, if this cup could pass from me, would you please allow it? You know, but Father God has a purpose, just like he put a purpose in Jesus. He put a purpose in us. So, you know, I decided I was going to go to another city. I went and got on a ship, and I went, you know, in another area of the ship, and I went to sleep. So God sent a wind, not just a little wind, but a great wind, and the sea was tumultuous. It was raging. And then the seamen, the mariners on the ship, they were afraid. And you know the story. We've read the story many times. We've heard the story. Some of us may not have even read the story before. Read the story of Jonah. It's only 4 chapters. Only 4 chapters. The first 3 is dealing directly with Jonah and the people. The third one is dealing with God is dealing with Jonah and his attitude. You know, so Jonah went on that ship, and all these things begin to happen, and then the men begin to cast lots. They say, ooh, what's going on? And the lot fell on Jonah. And they said, you know, man, what are you doing on this ship? And he said, I'm a man of God, but I'm running from God. And even the people knew that something was wrong. They knew that he couldn't run from God. But Jonah was fooling himself. We fool ourselves. We try to run from God like the prodigal son. But we eventually have to go back and say, Father, forgive us. Lord, forgive me. And you know what? He opened his arms and he received us and he gives us abundance. More than we even ask for, he gives it to us. Because he's that kind of a God. He's a gracious God. He's merciful. He don't keep track when we do wrong against him. He don't say, well, you know, in 1949, Caritha did this. In 1982, Caritha did that. In 1999, Caritha, he don't keep track. When I say, Lord, forgive me, he forgave me, and he don't even remember it. You know, we have to have the mind of Christ and be like that. So Jonah was on the ship, and the men said, well, what are we going to do? How can we stop this? Go pray to your God, Jonah. Go pray to your God. So Jonah said, okay, throw me off the ship, and the water will settle down. They didn't want to do it. They didn't want to do it. How many of us have children? And you know what? Sometimes God is dealing with our children, but we don't want to let them go. We don't want to throw them overboard. We just want to hang on. We say, oh, no, but everything is so rocky. Everything's going the wrong way. And we say, no, no, Lord, I'm going to deal with them. No, let them go. Let God deal with them. He can deal with them better than us. So when we have to let go and let God. And it's difficult. You know, human beings, we hold on to our children. That's what I was telling them Thursday night. Or boys to men, girls, we hold on to our children. But God has to deal with them like he dealt with us. And when we let go and let God, he do a mighty work. So God dealt with Jonah in a big fish. That big fish was waiting for him. God knew he was going to go overboard. So God, just like he prepared a way for Jonah, he kept him in the belly for 3 days of that big old fish. He kept him there for 3 days, and he dealt with him. God will deal with you. He'll deal with me. He'll deal with our seed and our seed and our seed. See, every generation, we have to surrender. We have to surrender. We have to give our children. You know, animals give their children quickly. They have to get on their own and fend for themselves. But we have to let go and let God, and he'll do a mighty work in us. He'll do a mighty work in our children. Sometimes I be hanging on to people, you know, God want me to let go of. I be hanging on, and they done hung up in my face. They done, you know, not talking to me, you know, they call me, or they don't answer the phone, or they make an excuse or whatever it is. Oh, you know, Sister G, I'm going to get back to you. I'll call you later, or whatever it is. I have to let go. Sometimes it's a season to let go, but I be trying to hang on, and the ship gets rocky. And I say, Lord, what's the matter? I just be praying and crying to God, but things are not going like I want them to go. And when I let go and let God, he does a mighty work, just like he was doing in Jonah. Now, you know the story. I was in that big fish for 3 days, and God started dealing with me. And when God finished, I tell you what, I was a changed man. I came out, the fish just spit me out. And I came out okay. I was changed. And when God told me again, go to Nineveh, and this time I obeyed. I went to Nineveh. I did what God told me to do. But you know what? Then God changed his mind. Now, wouldn't you think I would have been happy praising God because he dealt with the people of Nineveh, and, you know, God forgave them. God repented of the evil that he was going to send to them. But I was angry. I was really angry. I should have been grateful. I should have been praising God for the mercy he had on me, too. So I would say to you people of God, obey Father God and keep a good attitude towards our God, our Creator, for his thoughts and his ways are higher than ours. Let us continually praise our God. Let us continually thank him for his mercy. His mercies are brand new every day, and his mercy endures forever. Don't you know, if he hadn't had mercy and saved me, I would probably not had a big fish to save me to be over there. But God made a way where I didn't even know how he was going to make a way. I just told him to throw me overboard. But God already had the way made. And you know what? God has the way made for you on Bible Storyland. He has the way made for everybody on Bible Storyland. He has the way made for our families. Even when we don't see it, he has it already made. So, today I offer you salvation. Is there anyone on here who doesn't know our God and who wants to get to know a great God like our God? You can press 1 if you want salvation. Press 1. If you already pressed 1, you could just say, I want to be saved. You know, God wants everyone to be saved. Everybody. And if you're backslidden, you can press 1 and say, look, I need prayer. You know, God wanted me to do this, but I ran from God. I didn't do what he told me to do. If you need prayer for that, press 1. If you already pressed 1, just state your request and we'll pray for you. Because sometimes, you know, we get in a backslidden condition. Yes, we do. I've backslidden many times. But anyway, God just takes me back. Every time I say, oh, Father, I done slipped off the path again. I did this and I did that. Would you forgive me, Father? So, all right, everybody is in good condition. I'll take it for granted so no one said anything or pressed 1. Everyone is in good standing with God. So I thank God for you. It is prayer time on Bible Storyland. And I thank God. Any prayer requests? Well, one of the prayer requests is for my Aunt Mildred. Continual prayer for her and for her granddaughter, Cheryl, is in the hospital on a respirator. But you know God is able to bring her off of that respirator and give her life and life more abundantly. He can bring her forth to give a testimony of the goodness of God and how he healed her. And, you know, some of us don't believe that God can touch us. We think if the doctor don't touch us, it won't get done. But guess what? Father God is a healer. He is Jehovah Rapha, a healer. He said, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. In Jeremiah, he says he heals and he cures. So we got to trust in the salvation of God to heal us. Trust in God. All right, anybody need prayer? Press 1. If you're already pressed 1, you may state your request. Someone saying something. Are you speaking to me? All right. No one need prayer today. Well, I know I do. So I'll put myself down here. I need prayer daily. All right. Well, there are several people that press 1, but nobody's saying that they need prayer. So this morning I'm going to put down Frank, my surrogate father, Frank Hart, my surrogate father, and each of you. So I'm going to ask Pastor Josie Phillips. Pastor Josie, would you lead us in prayer this morning?
All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Hey, hold on 1 second. Someone's saying something. Mm-hmm. Yes?
I said, put me down for prayer this morning for my ministry.
Okay, this is Rose Harbor?
Yes.
Okay, Rose, for your ministry?
For my ministry and a healing in my body.
Okay. For a ministry and healing.
Yeah.
Okay, is anyone else need prayer? Anybody else before Pastor Josie leads us in prayer? So that's my Aunt Mildred. She's 101. If the Lord say the same, she'll be 102 in June. Her granddaughter, Cheryl, is in the hospital on a respirator. Her daughter, Mavis, is trying to take care of her mother, who's 101, and her daughter, who's in the hospital. And I'm asking for prayer as the Lord leads. Frank Hart, God is really healing his body, and I thank God for that. He had surgery a few weeks ago, but God is a healer. He's healing him, so continue strength and complete healing. And Rose Harbor is asking for prayer for her ministry and for healing for her body. All right. Anybody else? Okay, Pastor Josie, we're ready.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you, Father God, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that we can come boldly to your throne of grace. Your mercy endures it forever, Lord. We just love right now. We lift up all the prayer requests, God. You say for us to petition you, Lord. We lift up right now the lady that needs healing for her body, Lord. And she needs even for her ministry, Father God. For Aunt Mildred, Lord, Father God. And we lift up Cheryl that's on the respirator, God. And we, Lord, we lift up all the other needs and Brother Frank Hart. In the name of Jesus right now, we're just going to speak the word of God over these situations right now. In Jesus' name. I break every curse in Jesus' name right now. In the name of Jesus, and I speak life. I take authority over the spirit of infirmities right now, over our bodies right now, in Jesus' name, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Right now, Father God, we thank you for your anointing, God. Father God, as we begin to receive your anointing right now for healing, Father God, I thank you, Lord, even for us as we go out, we lay hands on the sick, and we pray for others, God, and you raise them up, Lord. Now, Lord, I lift up even the Pastor G, God, all these situations, Lord. I thank you, Father God, that we stand on the word of God that says, by Jesus' stripes we are healed. I speak life right now in Jesus' name. I take authority of the spirit of pain right now. I command that body right now to get in line with the word of God. Right now, I command your bodies to function normally right now, from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. I command blood pressure count to be normal. I command sugar count to be normal. I command right now, speak to your digestive system right now to function normally in the name of Jesus right now. I speak to all those aches and pains right now. There's a lady out there that has a shoulder ache when she goes to bed at night, and I rebuke that spirit of pain right now. In Jesus' name, we command pain to go right now. In the name of Jesus right now. And Father God, we're going to believe what your word says. We stand on the word of God. We don't care what the doctors say right now. We lift up Cheryl that's on that respirator right now, Father God. We curse the root of that right now. That sickness, whatever that is, we take authority of the spirit of death, and we speak life to Cheryl right now. In Jesus' name, we speak life right now. In the name of Jesus, we speak healing and wholeness, Father God. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you replace every part, God, that needs to be replaced, Lord. Father God, I thank you, Father God. I thank you for a good report, Father God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father God, that even to the testers, as they come back, they're going to be negative. In Jesus' name, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, Lord, we just lift up each one for our divine protection as you protect us. Protect our mind, God, in these times, Father God. Oh, Lord, we want more of you. We praise you, Father, because you're the healer, God. You're the one that heals us, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you, Father God, for making provision, Lord. I thank you for that school that coming forth in the name of Jesus. We pull down every stronghold. We bind a strong man right now over this situation right now. Any hindrance, we bind every hindering spirit right now in the name of Jesus right now. We thank you, Lord, that you're sending people. We thank you for life, Father God. We thank you, Father, for fully functioning board members in the name of Jesus, Father God. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. By the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. What an awesome prayer. I thank God for you, Pastor Josie. Thank you so much for that prayer by the power of the Holy Spirit. I know you called out some things, and I'm like, thank you, Lord. I appreciate you.
Pastor G, that's the fire alarm guard. So I'm going to turn the phone off. Everything is fine. Hallelujah.
All right.
Bless you.
Bless you, too. Thank you. All right, any brief testimonies this morning? Brief testimony. All right, anybody want to testify the goodness of the Lord? all is well. Okay, well, Sister Gloria Dean is going to... Go ahead.
Yes, this is Jackie. I just want to thank the Lord for just being so good and kind to me all week, watching over my patients, Lord, keeping them safe, keeping us safe, Lord, giving us the strength and the power to go on, Lord. I thank him. I just want to thank God, let him know that I appreciate him, I love him, I praise him, I worship him. He is great, he is wonderful, he is marvelous, he is all the things that we could ever imagine. I just want to thank him for just being my father and being understanding and loving and kind and forgiving, Lord. I thank him. I just couldn't let it go without saying thank you. I thank the Lord. Well, I thank him. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that testimony, because our God is a great God. We serve an awesome God. Well, it's almost closing time this morning. But before we close, I want to let you know I look forward to speaking to you on Thursday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Boys to Men. 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. The children are just awesome on there. They're brilliant. They know they are learning the Word of God, and they're coming forth with great understanding of the Word of God. Their prayers are awesome. You should hear those children pray. And so we're having a great time on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. And I also look forward to you being on Saturdays, next Saturday, Bible Storyland. It'll be Children's Day next Saturday, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So until then, have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled week. And know that I love you very much, and God loves you even more. So Sister Gloria Dean is going to play a song for us after I do a closing prayer. So I thank God for each of you. I look forward to speaking to you Thursdays and Saturdays as the Lord leads. So, Father God, we just thank you for all that you've done on Bible Storyland this morning. Oh, Father, we adore you. We praise you. We honor you. We just give you all the glory, all the praise. We thank you for what you've done so far, oh, God, and what you're going to do. We just honor you as the great King, the great and mighty I Am. We thank you that you are our Lord, our Shepherd, and we shall not want. We thank you, Father God, that you are continuously with us, that you won't ever leave us nor forsake us. I thank you, Father God, for every prayer, every song that's gone forth. I cover each and every individual with the blood of Jesus. I bind up backlash, retaliation, revenge from the enemy. And I just thank you, Father God, for being on with us today and doing a mighty work in each one of us, oh God. And we thank you, Father God, for giving us safety, for giving us peace, for being with us morning, noon, and night. We thank you for families, oh God, joining together in love and peace and unity. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you are the great shepherd that take care of your people. And, Father, those who need healing in their bodies, we thank you for coming forth with healing. Those who need a word from you, we thank you for coming forth with a mighty word. Those who need you to be by their side, I thank you that you would never leave them nor forsake them. Those who are crying out for their children, Lord, I thank you that you're hearing those prayers and answering them. Lord, those who are crying out for loved ones that are lost, I thank you, Father God, that you are hearing those prayers. You are answering every prayer. So, God, I thank you, Father God, for filling us up with your Holy Spirit, oh God. I thank you for your Holy Spirit leading us and guiding us daily. I thank you for us studying your word and being obedient to you. I thank you for us eating the good of the land and our children, oh God. Protect our children as they go to school, as they come home. I thank you for our children being obedient to you. And, Father, I thank you that we are your children. In the name of Jesus, we praise and honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Gloria Dean. You can play a little bit more. We still have a few little people listening to the music.
Okay. The phone may be running out. Oh.